Hi, I'm Sam Stokes, and let's talk about how to program your Bluetooth chip. Now, this is the Bluetooth chip that you may order using the code HC-05. This chip allows you to be able to create a master-slave combination using the same chip. Now, Bluetooth programming refers to programming the chip, not the AT-AT from Star Wars. So in the Dev Radio on radios, the Bluetooth series, in this initial set of three videos on Bluetooth, we look at the following: how to connect up the HC-05 so that devices programming can be modified using an Arduino. This will save you a lot of money. In the second video, we're going to examine the AT commands. And in the third, the design of a new version that you might do for HC-05 programming. AT-AT for Bluetooth. Nope, not this AT-AT, the AAT commands for the HC-05 chip. You can use the AT commands with the HC-05 to modify items such as password, device name, and other important parameters. Now bear in mind, there are many more AT commands to modify than just those three, but those will probably be maybe the first ones you're interested in. So in building your Bluetooth programming tool, quite easy to do using a Arduino Uno, and you see here my HC-05 that is sitting on top of my Arduino Uno. It's a basic Uno. And I use the software serial connected to 10 and 11, and then I also connect the key here to pin 9. So there is a way that you have to power up the device so that you can enter into the AT command mode. Now you can use any Arduino device, including the particle photon, a nano, a micro, or any of the other Arduinos or knockoffs. Now, under our wire list, we're going to connect 5 volts to the HC-05 VCC pin. Then we'll connect the ground to the HC-05 ground, pin 10 to the HC-05 TX. Now, bear in mind, pin 10 is the RX. Pin 11 to HC-05 RX, and then pin 9 to the HC-05 key. Now the key connects to the pin 34 on the carrier, and this is important as you move into more advanced examination of the HC-05. Pin 34 is mentioned as the way to place your HC-05 into programming mode. Next, the power-up sequence. Prior to power-up, remove the 5-volt connection from the Arduino location. Connect the Arduino to your PC and then reconnect the 5-volt connection. And I'm sure you can see how this could be automated using the analog pins, but for now we'll just do it this way. Then you should see a blinking blue LED, and the blink rate should be around 2 seconds. Let's talk about the code that we'll be using, that you would use in this. Now we need to set up the baud rate for the AT commands, which run by default at 38,400. Notice that I'm using a long because on the Uno, the int only goes up to 32,000, and a long goes up to 2 million plus a lot of change. And then the int baud rate serial, 9600, this is just for the standard serial port communication. Now the setup operates in such a way that I want to set my pin mode to output for the pin that I'm running the mode pin or key, and that's pin 9. Then I digital write to the key a high. Serial begin, I use the baud rate serial, and then I put on the serial monitor, enter AT commands, and then I began the AT mode baud rate to communicate at the programming mode speed of 38,400. Next, I loop through the serial Bluetooth. I check to see if it's available. If it is, then I read the serial Bluetooth and write it back to the serial monitor on the Arduino IDE. Otherwise, or next, I keep reading from the Arduino serial monitor and then send it to HC05. In a second, we'll take a look at how that works in the Arduino. So in this dev radio, we discussed these items: how to connect the HC05 to the Arduino Uno, how to set the HC05 into program mode, and how to write the program code to program the HC05 to read and reprogram the HC05-1. COM7 port, the serial monitor port. And if I type in AT, we see the word OK come down at the bottom. Now I'll type in AT plus name, and you can see the name colon Sam appears. Now above here were a few that I entered for tests, and that can happen unless you restart your Arduino. The serial port can't be cleared using this program. Now let's take a look at what the password is. And we can see it's set to 0. In our next presentation, we'll take a look at how to use these AT commands to make changes, such as changing the name of the HC05, password, and some other important parameters for reuse by you or your customers.